Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bill Rischel and more paradigm shifts to consider in the beef industry in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on TikTok.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the Pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
And clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100CA1.
Veteran Angus breeder Bill Rischel from North Platte, Nebraska, offered a presentation at the Beef Improvement Federation virtual conference earlier this summer about where the beef industry is going. To go forward, he went backward and considered the paradigm shifts that have gotten the industry to where it is today, including written performance records. That was paradigm shift number one. Then artificial insemination, paradigm shift number two.
And I want to go to my third paradigm shift, which I personally witnessed in 1971. It had to do with the packing industry dramatically transformed its way of fabricating our product. I had the opportunity to visit Iowa Beef Processors Plant at Dakota City, Nebraska, and I actually observed the world's first Cryovac process box beef fabrication facility in operation anywhere in the world. It really simply was just plain overwhelming to me at the time and had an enormous impact on how I viewed many things in our industry from that day forward. The idea of not shipping hanging sides, which would then be fabricated behind the meat counters in supermarkets and stores, and instead shipping boxes that stacked in refrigerated trucks more efficiently with more saleable pounds of product, had a monumental impact on the cost of delivery of product to purveyors, distributors, retailers, and food service.
And then came his fourth paradigm shift. It
took place in 1978 when five individuals had a vision to launch a program called Certified Angus Beef. It was the very first ever branded beef specification third-party verified product in our industry. CAB was the first in our industry to put a name on a product with strict live and carcass specifications, emphasizing consistency and consumer satisfaction. So with that, many branded programs started to come onto the scene. Of saying what the product was, of standing behind the product, was a pretty new concept to our business and our industry, and I might say to our consuming public. So branded programs led the charge for the following 15 to 20 years, I would say, to help reverse the serious decline in beef demand. And by the mid-1980s, our industry developed a program called the Beef Checkoff that added tremendous financial resources that helped to push beef demand in a positive direction.
And that was Bill Rischel's fifth paradigm shift for the industry.
The paradigm shift that I want to talk about was called the Beef Promotion and Research Act, which was passed as part of the 1985 Farm Bill. This act authorized the Beef Promotion and Research Order, which lays out the specific structure and operational requirements for the Beef Promotion and Research Program, or as we generally refer to it as the Beef Checkoff Program. And this is also why that you often hear it referred to as applying or working under the auspices or the regulations of the act and the order. The checkoff is a producer-funded and managed program that has advanced beef safety, convenience products, nutritional value of beef, and muscle profiling research, which I like to call the gift that keeps on giving, to create consumer-friendly products and beef demand. I might also add that the United States Secretary of Agriculture has oversight and audit responsibility over this program, guaranteeing that the dollars are spent in accordance with the act and the order.
Angus breeder Bill Rischel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Superior Livestock Video Royale 28, happening the week of July 27th through the 31st, 195,000 head will be offered from all across the country. It'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickedBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 9:30. Auction starts 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.